As a director, comedic actor Christopher Guest poked fun at competitive dog trainers in the film Best in Show and lampooned overly earnest community theater in Waiting for Guffman. In his new mockumentary, A Mighty Wind, Guest takes on the world of folk music. Along for the ride are many of the usual suspects, including Guest's Spinal Tap bandmates. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
A Mighty Wind marks the comeback of the most disciplined wild bunch of improvisers the movies have ever known. The film is the third fake ensemble documentary directed by Christopher Guest. Here's a scene with Guest and Michael McKean and Harry Shearer as a 1960s folk trio called the Folksmen, who've reunited after 30 years for a concert to honor their late patron, the legendary folk music producer Irving Steinblum.
I was drawn to the folk music as well, and I wound up down at the folk place and met these two guys, and I could play the guitar a little bit. I could sing kind of right in the middle there, you know, mostly just sang for myself. But
not a bad-looking gent to boot.
No, that's true. That didn't hurt.
Didn't hurt.
And we ended up getting together, and it just kind of...
It clicked.
It clicked.
And Mr. Irving Steinblum came down and signed us to Folktown, which was the label to be on.
Terrific label.
Later on, we were kind of moved down the food chain a bit to the Folktone label, which was a subsidiary.
It was a decent label. They just didn't have the distribution.
Well, they just didn't have... Well, they didn't have any distribution.
No distribution at all.
And the covers were printed in two colors instead of four, mm-hmm. which I noticed
yeah.
was a...
Yeah. And they had no hole in the center of the record, so a lot
no,
of...
No, you'd have to provide
the,
it
the
yourself.
The people complain that you'd get this vinyl, of course, in those days, and it's kind of up to you to kind of center it and make mm-hmm. the actual...
It would teeter crazily on the little yeah. spindle until
the
you...
The hole, and that was a hole. That, well, of course, we had no control
nightmare,
over that
nightmare.
Aspect
yeah.
of it, but...
But they were still good records. They were
oh,
good.
They were
it was good product.
Yeah. If you punched a hole in them, you'd have a good time.
Yeah.
I could hear that scene 50 times, and it would still make me laugh. And that's without seeing the Lincoln-esque little chin beard on Shearer and the two tufts of hair on each side of Christopher Guest's bald noggin. These actors are so deep inside their roles that they can think in character, and they're masters of the casual aside that leads to a whole new level of patheticness, so that what starts cheery and upbeat ends up kind of depressing. But of course, you're laughing too hard to get depressed. And Guest and McKean and Shearer were the core members of Spinal Tap, so this is a momentous reunion. Guest begins these projects by sketching out a scenario with his co-star Eugene Levy, turns his actors loose, then shoots 50 or 60 hours that he trims to a lean hour and a half. The result is that his comedies have a dramatic texture. The laughs come out of character rather than zany situations. Beside the Folksmen, the reunion concert features a well-scrubbed, up-with-people-ish group called the New Main Street Singers, led by Jane Lynch, John Michael Higgins, and Parker Posey. They're mostly ex-drug addicts or porn stars, but they're happy people now. Then there's the long-divorced duo of Mitch and Mickey, who used to climax their hit number, A Kiss at the End of the Rainbow, with a tender smooch that made audiences go, ah. Played by Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, Mitch and Mickey haven't spoken in 28 years, and no one knows how Mitch, who's a clinical whack job, will behave in the presence of his ex. Levy generally plays affable nerds, but as Mitch, he's like a catatonic Brian Wilson with the icky, squirmy monotone of Julia Sweeney's Pat. You can't laugh too hard at him, though, because you see him through the eyes of O'Hara's Mickey, and she's still traumatized by the hell that he put her through. O'Hara is pale, with straight black hair that hangs like a shroud, and the performance is right on the border between comedy and drama, comic in its intensity, but a little too intense to be funny. It's Mitch and Mickey who threaten to lift the movie into the realm of something darker and sadder. This is a good time to mention that A Mighty Wind isn't as funny as Best in Show, which had me coughing up soda through my nose. It's a different milieu and a different tone. Gentle, rambling, in places even melancholy. Guest is a famously low-key guy. The upside is that he keeps his comedies free of nudges and winks. The downside is that he's a little too at home with a sense of futility. He doesn't always let his characters prove they're anything but delusional little people with outsized dreams. And there's a weird omission in A Mighty Wind, politics. None of these folkies have ties to the Woody Guthrie protest song tradition, or even the Bob Dylan, Joan Baez flowering of the 60s. A rabid lefty folkie would have given A Mighty Wind more urgency. It might have even cast a sharp light on some of the old-fashioned rhetoric of our present anti-war movement. I'm not sure A Mighty Wind fully lives up to its comic potential, but it's still a mighty gift. It's downright moving to see these actors, veterans of such improvisational troops as Second City, allowed to use their heads on screen. Guest has been quoted as saying, "Comedy is like music. You have to know the key, and you have to find players with good chops." Here he has virtuosos, and he lets them hit notes you've never heard in a comedy before.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate. Here's the title track from the movie.
As I travel down the back roads of this home I love so much,
every carpenter and cowboy,
every lame man on a crutch,
they're all talking about a feeling, about a taste that's in the air. They're all talking about this mighty wind that's blowing everywhere. Oh, a mighty wind's a-flowing, it's kicking up the sand. It's blowing out a message to every woman, child, and man. Yes, a mighty wind's a-blowing across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing equality.
From a lighthouse in Bar Harbor to a bridge called Golden Gate,
I'm a trawler down in Shreveport to the shore of one great lake.
There's a star on the horizon, and it's burning like a flare.
It's lighting up this mighty wind that's blowing everywhere.
Oh, a mighty wind's a-blowing, it's kicking up the sand. It's blowing out a message to every woman, child, and man. Yes, a mighty wind's a-blowing across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing equality.
When the blind man sees the picture, when the deaf man hears the word, when the fisherman stops fishing, when the hunter spares the bird, we'll still hear the wondrous story of a world where people care. The story of this mighty wind that's blowing everywhere.
Oh, a mighty wind's a-blowing, it's kicking up the sand. It's blowing out a message to every woman, child, and man. Yes, a mighty wind's a-blowing across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing equality. Yes, it's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing you and me.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Today's show was produced by Roberta Shorrock. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bianculli.